on internet at TuneIn.com or by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search for 106.1 FM. We are on the air every Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon. Our phone number here is 832-704-9273. And it is now the time for Quest of Hinduism, which is an interaction between you and us. And today's topic is Ahimsa Parmo Dharma.
And Ahimsa, the word itself, Ahimsa, no harm to anybody. And it was one of the religious kind of a thing that Sri Mahatma Gandhiji adhered to. And this is the topic today. You can call us at phone number 281-389-6987
or 832-704-9273. Again, the phone number is 832-704-9273.
Okay.
Go ahead,
Kanti Bhai. Yeah, I read this thing earlier from Patanjali, but I think and not knowing our subject that time, I'll read that again. It's very interesting.
Yes, because it's pretty much pertinent. And yeah. I thought you were talking about the today's topic too at the same time.
Yeah. So this is actually explanation of one of the Patanjali's Yoga Sutras. It's particularly number 35. And it says, when a man becomes steadfast in his abstention from harming others, then all living creatures will cease to feel enmity in his presence. So here is some explanation about that. We are accustomed to use the word harmlessness in a rather derogatory sense. It has become almost synonymous with ineffectual, yet the perfected harmlessness of the saint is by no means influential. It is positive psychological force of tremendous power. When a man has truly and entirely renounced violence in his own thoughts and in his dealings with others, he begins to create an atmosphere around himself within which violence and enmity must cease to exist because they find no reciprocation. Animals too are sensitive to such an atmosphere. Wild beasts may be temporarily cowed with whips, but they can only be rendered harmless by the power of genuine harmlessness, as every good trainer knows. A lady who was accustomed to handle deadly snakes used to explain, "You see, they know I won't hurt them." The taste of ahimsa, harmlessness, is absence of jealousy, said Swami Vivekananda. The so-called great men of the world may all be seen to become jealous of each other for a small name, for a little fame, and for a few bits of gold. So long as this jealousy exists in heart, it is far away from the perfection of ahimsa.
Yeah, see, the recent Alabama kind of a beating up of an innocent man on the road, does that police have a power to do that? Why was he fired immediately the moment, you know, it was wrong, you know, to cause a human being, another human being. Not only that, our dharma also states ahimsa to any kind of, living being for that matter.
Right.
And he was brutally kind of a thing. When people see the video, they become so shocked.
Right.
How could even a cop who's a
that is true.
Peace officer right. to be kind of in openly doing this and
see, he was being so rude. And you know, our society people, and we always rely on police officers. If something happened like this, you know, we always go to police. But what if police does like this, you know, that's where the problem happens.
There was no excuse. It was very obvious that the man was totally harmless and weak, and he was just
irrespective of whatever religious background or whatever they must have suspected of him. To react to another human being is what I think we should totally condemn. And the second thing was that this man didn't know the language. They thought he was somewhere. I think education is very important in this country because people misunderstand Sikhs for Muslims, right. Hindus for, you know,
right.
people who are, you know, they're not used to it. They are being threatened.
Right.
But the way that we are intimidated, and I know we have so many structures here in this city that we have beautiful temples constructed.
True.
And I think they should have an open mind to give the other person a little bit of... He could have taken him to the... Investigated him in a police station.
True. They could have asked, you know, they could have called someone who knows both the language and, you know, ask what's going on. But they didn't even try anything like
that. Put him in the car and take him to the station and keep him till he gets this... He was even telling his phone number.
Yeah. Only house number. This house is the house number. House number. Yeah. Because he knew that... And it's not even been a long time that that
just
guy was in the United
days.
States.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And that is the reason.
Yeah.
Right. So these officers need to be trained for not to judge immediately.
Mm-hmm.
They should first try to understand the situation and then make a decision.
And there are young cops who are hired, even in Sugar Land, if you see.
Yeah.
They are very young people. But yet, you know, they see a lot of culture going on in the Sugar Land. Sugar Land is a very kind of a area where people
multicultural
know
kind
multicultural
of
thing. But in some remote parts of certain places, even in Alabama, probably they don't even have any idea or clue.
That's exactly right. And if you go 50 miles away from Houston, you probably will see the same thing.
Exactly. So this is actually Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. We voice all your opinion and your ideas. Please give us a call and be part of this conversation because this is an important period time that you all have to be participating in our radio program to help us give the best to the community.
True. And you know, whatever even suggestions you give us, comment you give us, that will help us to improve, that will help us to grow more. And, you know, provide to a society.
And Kambati ji has done so much yeoman service to the community by bringing out this for the past 20 years. And he has established a beautiful studio. And you're all welcome to also visit our studio and be part of this program. Ahimsa Paramo Dharma is the topic for today. A Sanskrit phrase that was popularized by Mahatma Gandhi, often repeated by many leaders, to demonstrate the universality. Loosely translated, non-violence, Paramo is the topmost, ultimate and supreme, and Dharma means duty. Thus, entire phrase means non-violence is the topmost duty to the extent that it supersedes all other duties. For someone who holds this true, it means there is no selective application of ahimsa. It must be applied in every case and in all matters. This universal sense leads to an unconditional and unilateral abandonment of violence, resistance under any and all circumstances, as in the philosophy of the Buddhists and the Jains. I think Jain theory even extends that even an insect or even a small being should not be afflicted.
Right. Exactly.
Jainism also believes in the same. We are ready for one break and we will now bring you a song in between.
जोत से जोत जगाते चलो जोत से जोत जगाते चलो प्रेम की गंगा बहाते चलो प्रेम
You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio KBreeze 106.1 FM. This is our topic of the today is Ahimsa Paramo Dharma. And you can call us at 832-704-9273.
And as we talk about Ahimsa, let me now bring you this beautiful song.
अखिल कृजेत्रे मैत्री भजत अखिल कृजेत्रे आत्मवदेव परान पिपश्यत आत्मवदेव परान पिपश्यत युद्धं त्यजत स्पर्धां त्यजत युद्धं त्यजत स्पर्धां त्यजत त्यजत परेष्वक्रममाक्रमणं त्यजत परेष्वक्रममाक्रमणं मैत्रीं भजत अखिल कृजेत्रे मैत्रीं भजत अखिल कृजेत्रे जननी पृथ्वी कामदुघास्ते जननी पृथ्वी कामदुघास्ते जनको देवः सकल दयालु जनको देवः सकल दयालु दाम्यत दत्त दयध्वं
That means you avoid any confrontation. You do not want to have any conflicts. Ahimsa is a non-injury, not harming, and wishing no harm to any being. That is what it is. It is the essence of compassion and human nature. It advocates the positive practices that may include vegetarianism, cow and animal protection, and non-violence. The yogi begins the journey of enlightenment by perfecting his conduct through 5 restraints, of which the first is ahimsa. The great gods of Hinduism believe to love and aid all beings. Their devotees strive to emulate that model. The ancient sage Vyasa stated, ahimsa means not to cause pain to any creature by means or at any time. Restraints and disciplines that follow have their roots in the ahimsa and tend to perfect ahimsa. Ahimsa is personified in Hinduism as the wife of dharma itself. Dharma is nothing but righteousness. And kshama, dharma, you know a few things that ahimsa is also part of that? Also forgiving?
Right. That is also true. That ahimsa also, you know, that comes with the anger of the human being.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where the ahimsa, you know, creates. You know, even though if you look at the Mahabharata, you know, Mahabharata, they have mentioned many times about the ahimsa paramo dharma. That means
mm-hmm.
they knew that, you know, if the war will happen, then there will be a lots of, you know, issues will be there in Hastinapur and a lot of people will be killed. So even the Bhishma and the Yudhishthir, they were, you know, insisting on not to have a war, you know, try to, you know, solve this situation by talking and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why they always, you know, insisting on ahimsa paramo dharma. We do not want to have a war. It's a war between two families, but that will kill lots of people in the society also.
Yeah. So speaking of which, you know, I was watching Mahabharata at every kind of the parva, and
right.
when you watch it on TV, said how wicked people are, and why is Krishna also being at the same time? Why did he not pick up a weapon and kill them?
Right.
You know, I said, how could he withstand? You know, how could he withstand a woman in front of so many people? You know, being kind of a disrobed, and this was something that, you know, I just want to get up and just bash the person. But you know, that kind of an anger also, it's believed, she, Kshama, Daya, Karunya, these are all steps in which God gives us chances.
Mm-hmm.
So I think anger is something that you should always be under control.
Control, true.
No matter what. That is one thing if you control, then...
That's actually only things, you know, that creates a lot of issues.
Issues.
Yeah. If there is no anger, then there will be no issue, I think.
But what Krishna was expecting, you're referring to the Draupadi incident.
Yeah.
And Krishna was expecting that somebody who is in charge of this thing would take some action that time.
Uh-huh. He gave them some chances.
Right. And they all failed. And
that's where the Krishna came in help, actually.
But why did he not use the Sudarshana Chakra and kill them all at the same time? That is also, for me, you know, why did he not save the whole world like one action?
I think he's also, you know, giving us the lesson that, you know, if you get angry, I mean, if that thing would have happened there, then, you know, he could not have given us the education of Bhagavad Gita. He could not have teach us a lot of lessons that we could learn after that particular occasion in the Mahabharata.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that could be his, you know, big or major, you know, thinking behind that.
It's more like, you know, not only that itihasa, it is also a kind of a thing that people look at that particular one and then they change our lives.
We learn a few
lessons from it.
Right.
So how much you can put up with it and yet, you know, you have to be away from it at the same time. Make sure they get killed. That is why in the end he says, go kill Arjuna, go kill Arjuna, go kill Arjuna. In the end he was so vehemently proposing, it is not non-ahimsa, it is destruction of the evil. I think that is the most...
And this was also, you know, the murder of dharma that they were doing. And Krishna was telling to protect, and that is why he was telling Arjun to go and protect your dharma, protect whatever responsibilities that you have and go fight. And that is the reason. And that was also actually kind of a hinsa that, you know, they were killing all those responsibilities and all those duties that one should have, and they were not following it. So I think Krishna again at this place, you know, trying to protect dharma, not like a Hindu dharma or anything, but dharma of being a human has the responsibility towards society.
So I feel, you know, after what this Alabama thing has done, there must have been a referendum into all the police departments all over the country to make sure that they do not do this to any
innocent
people.
Follow this kind of a thing.
And I think our Hindu organizations should get together and probably take some action.
Right.
So that, you know, it is...
And, you know, the police department did a good thing, you know. They fired him on the spot, like, as soon as, you know, they could realize that, okay, really, it's that police officer's fault. They fired him on the spot and, you know, rusticate him and, you know, took him into the jail.
Right.
Actually, he went to a jail and, you know, they let him go with $1,000 bond, actually.
Yeah.
But that is a good thing that they did. But, you know, like, in the future, learning from this incident... should not repeat for any other people.
I don't know if Kantibai remembers, there was one Rodney King who was dragged in the streets of LA. Yeah, he may have had some problems in the past, but the way he was brutally done, it became a sensational kind of a thing. And what I feel is that the more education that is given to all community, as well as this is a good lesson that everybody has been watching. Our young children are also watching it. They all know what happened. And I think awareness has to become a very important thing, both for the community and even on a personal level, that you teach them, whoever your neighbors are, they are all good. They're all your neighbors. They have to be protected, whatever religion they may follow.
Correct. And I think, you know, in this case, that was the issue with the kind of some racism and something like that, that he was thinking, because they have a kind of a mindset that, you know, this kind of people always do bad.
So I think
that could be the reason that, you know, he did not want to understand anything. What that old guy was trying to say. But, you know, he just assumed that this guy is really a bad person and doing something wrong in this street.
So... we have one more beautiful song that we are going to play right now.
करो गतिमान सफल अहिंसा यात्रा हो सफल अहिंसा यात्रा हो
सफल अहिंसा यात्रा हो सफल अहिंसा यात्रा हो
कोटि कोटि कंठों पर गूंजे एक यही संगान जगना और जगाना है
कुछ करके दिखलाना है
उठो उठो अब कदम बढ़ाओ करना नव निर्माण हो सद्भाव पूर्ण व्यवहार नैतिकता में हो संसार
हो सद्भाव पूर्ण व्यवहार नैतिकता में हो संसार
नशा मुक्त हो मानव करते महाश्रवण आह्वान
करना है प्रस्थान साथियों शरण करो गतिमान
सफल अहिंसा यात्रा हो
सफल अहिंसा यात्रा हो
कोटि कोटि कंठों पर गूंजे एक यही संगान होगा हिंदुस्तान महकेंगे नेपाल भूटान
पावन होगा हिंदुस्तान महकेंगे नेपाल भूटान
पूर्व दिशा से सूर्य करेगा रोशन सकल जहान करना है प्रस्थान साथियों चरण करो गतिमान सफल अहिंसा यात्रा हो
सफल अहिंसा यात्रा हो
कोटि कोटि कंठों पर गूंजे एक यही संगान करना है प्रस्थान साथियों चरण करो गतिमान
जब जो बना तब मां जब जो बना
There is one article on Ahimsa. It says that we can change the way mankind behaves by practicing non-violence. This article is by Sadhguru Shivaya Subramanyam Swami. It says that Hindu wisdom, which inspires human to live the ideals of compassion and non-violence, is captured in one word. Ahimsa is a Sanskrit himsa, is doing harm or causing injury. The A placed before the word neglects that. Very simply, ahimsa is abstaining from the causing harm or injury. It is a gentleness and non-injury, whether physical, mental, or emotional. It is good to know that non-violence speaks only to the most extreme forms of forceful wrongdoing, while ahimsa goes much deeper to prohibit even the subtle abuse and the simple hurt. Devout Hindus oppose killing for several reasons, believe in karma and reincarnation are strong forces at work in the Hindu mind. They full well know that any thought, feeling or action sent out from themselves to another will return to them through yet another in equal or amplified intensity. What we have done to others will be done to us, if not in this life, then in another. The Hindu is thoroughly convinced that violence which he commits will return to him by a cosmic process that is unerring. 2000 years ago, South Indian weaver Saint Tiruvalluvar said it so simple, all suffering recalls on the wrongdoer himself. Thus, those desiring not to suffer refrain from causing others pain. A similar view can be found in the Jain Acharanga Sutra, to do harm to others is to do harm to oneself. You are the whom you intend to kill. You are the he whom you intend to dominate. We corrupt ourselves as soon as we intend to corrupt others. We kill ourselves as soon as we intend to kill others. Many today are wondering how we might move from violence to non-violence, how mankind might transform itself from approval of killing to opposition to it. The Hindu knows that at this time on this planet, those of the lower nature, unevolved people, are society's antagonist. Being unevolved, they are the lower nature. They are jealous, angry, fearful. Many take part in killing for the sake of killing, thieving for the sake of the theft. Even if they do not need or use the spoil, this is the lower nature, and it is equally distributed distributed among the people of the world in every nation. Those of the higher nature, 10, 15 or 20% of the population live in protective environment. Their occupation is research, memory, education, which is reason, moving the world's goods here and there, which is will. Those of yet an even higher nature delve into the mysteries of the universe, and others work for universal peace and love on earth as groups of or individual. The Hindus knows that those of the lower nature will slowly, eventually, over an experimental period of time, come into the higher nature, and that those of the higher nature who have worked so hard to get there will avoid the lower nature and not allow themselves to be caught up in it again. Hindu believes in the progress of humanity from an old age into a new age, from darkness into consciousness of divine light. And if you know about that is Satyanarayana Katha, right? Satyanarayana Katha, it says that, you know, God is saying that, you know, everybody is suffering from the problem. So Narada actually asked him, why everybody is suffering from a lot of problems? So Lord Vishnu said that everybody is suffering just from their karma. Whatever they do, they have to suffer from it. So that same thing applies to this ahimsa. If you do ahimsa, you have to suffer from if you do not follow ahimsa, you have to suffer from that particular issue sometime in future.
Yes, it is accepted that, you know, we all act on the basis of your karma and that is what decides right. everything. But I think we also should not take karma as, okay, it will happen because of my past, I'm suffering.
Right.
No, when somebody is doing wrong to you, I think we should accept what Krishna tells Arjuna, get up and fight back.
Fight back, right.
But being the nature of Hindus, I think we should also try to set things right in proper kind of a perspective, mm-hmm. educate and make kind of a thing known that it should not be done the way it was done.
True.
Yeah.
The past karma will bear its fruits, but we as all as a human being, we should mm-hmm. stop doing the future karma that creates bad effect.
Yes. Make sure protect ourselves from the future mm-hmm. kind of a suffering.
And see, if you go back to our ahimsa issue, you know, if you talk about like India, right? India is having an issue at its border, you know, like a lot of terrorist issues and a lot of mm-hmm. neighbor country issues.
Right.
If India, Indian politician or India would have, you know, decided to go and have a war, I think, you know, 80-90% chance that India will win that particular war. But we're not doing that war because we believe in ahimsa. If we do that war, then we know that, you know, it's not going to be only between two people, but that will kill a lot of people in the society,
people, yes.
and that will leave very bad kind of thinking behind that, you know, nobody will believe in ahimsa. Everybody will start killing each other and everything.
Right.
You know, we all, you know, aware of the Godhra Kand that happened in Gujarat, like in 2003 or 2002, I think. So, you know, that lot of thing happened in that 1 month, lot of people killed. So that's where, you know, problem happens when the hinsa comes in the practice.
That's true. Yeah, I think that has its effects.
लड़ा के बड़े हल मूसलधारी
के गोपाल के बांके पुजारी भक्तन दर्शन देन के कारण झांकी झरोखा में बांके बिहारी मैं तो बांकी बन गई और बांका बन गया मेरा
मैं तो बांकी बन गई और बांका बन गया मेरा
रसिया की छलिया की सजना की सैया की
रसिया की छलिया की सजना की
रसिया की छलिया की सजना की सैया की
रसिया की छलिया की सजना की सैया की
मैं तो बांके की बांकी बन गई और बांका बन गया मेरा
मैं तो बांके की बांकी बन गई और बांका बन गया मेरा
मैं तो बांके की बांकी
सूरदास द्वारे ठाड़ो
सूरदास द्वारे
You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio K-Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at tunein.com or by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search for 106.1 FM. You can call us at 832-704-9273. We are on air every Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon.
Today's topic was Ahimsa Parmo Dharmaha, follow Ahimsa and try to save society. This radio show is supported by Sanatan Hindu Center, which arranges funeral and cremation services in the Hindu traditional way. Call 832-704-9273 or 832-398-5410 and we will take care of your cremation needs. We appreciate your continuous patronage. A big thanks to you, all artists, producers, and publishers, for allowing your production to be utilized on Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. We will meet you next Sunday at 9 a.m. on KBreeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 version, or log into tunein.com or download your application on your smartphone, TuneIn Radio, and search for 106.1 FM. Have a blissful week ahead by the grace of the Lord. God bless all of us, United States of America, Bharat, and planet Earth. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
And it's a Mangalam time, Mangal of the whole universe.
Manavati arat priti mangala ho, manavati arat priti mangala ho. हर प्रीति मांगल हो शुभ मंगल हो शुभ मंगल हो शुभ मंगल 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 हो शुभ मंगल 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 हो शुभ मंगल हो शुभ मंगल हो शुभ मंगल 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 हो शुभ मंगल 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 हो नव मंगल धरती मंगल हो गति मंगल हो स्थिति मंगल हो मति मंगल हो प्रीति मंगल हो धरती का कण कण मंगल हो जीवन का क्षण क्षण मंगल हो मानव की हर कृति मंगल हो शुभ मंगल हो शुभ मंगल हो शुभ मंगल 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 हो शुभ मंगल 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 हो शुभ मंगल 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 हो शुभ मंगल